Module 4, Lesson 2, Making Winning Offers.
From the Kaliving Cashflow Machine.
Learning Objectives. Determine the right offer price using data. Structure offers with protective contingencies. Master negotiation tactics for investment properties. Work effectively with real estate agents. Handle multiple offer situations.
The investor's offer mindset. As a Kaliving investor, your offers are different from a typical homebuyer's. You're not buying based on emotion, you're buying based on numbers. Your offer price is determined by what the property can produce,
not what the seller wants. The golden rule of offers. You make your money when you buy, not when you sell. A great deal at the wrong price is a bad investment.
Never let emotions push you above your maximum offer price.
Determining your offer price. Step 1, work backwards from your target return.
Use your deal analyzer to figure out the maximum purchase price that still hits your minimum cash-on-cash return.
Working backwards. Target, 15% cash-on-cash return. Expected monthly rent, $3,750, 5 rooms times $750.
Estimated expenses, $1,500 per month, 40% of rent.
NOI, $2,250 per month equals $27,000 per year.
If all in investment equals $80,000, need $12,000 annual cash flow. Max mortgage payment, $1,250 per month, $15,000 per year. Maximum purchase price, $185,000.
Step 2. Check comparable sales.
Research what similar properties have sold for recently.
Same bedroom count within 0.5 miles.
Sold within last 6 months.
Similar square footage, plus or minus 20%. Similar condition. Step 3, factor in renovation costs.
If the property needs work, subtract renovation costs from comparable values.
Renovation adjusted offer.
Comparable sales, $220,000 average. Estimated renovation needed, $30,000.
Investor discount, 10%.
Your offer, $220,000 to $30,000, $22,000 equals $168,000.
Memo structuring your offer. Essential contingencies.
Never submit an offer without these protective clauses.
Magnifying glass tilted left inspection contingency.
10 to 14 days to inspect the property.
This is your escape hatch if you find major problems.
Tip.
Even if you plan to renovate, always inspect. You need to know what you're dealing with. Financing contingency.
Protection if your loan falls through.
Typically 21 to 30 days.
Tip. If paying cash or using hard money, you can waive this to strengthen your offer.
Appraisal contingency.
Protects you if the property appraises below your offer price.
Tip. DSCR and hard money lenders may not require appraisal, giving you flexibility. Clipboard title contingency.
Ensures clean title with no liens or encumbrances.
Tip. Never waive this.
Title issues can cost you the entire investment.
Offer strengtheners. When competing with other buyers, these tactics can give you an edge.
Larger earnest money deposit. Shows you're serious, $2,000-$5,000 plus.
Shorter inspection period. 7 days instead of 14. Flexible closing date. Let the seller choose. Proof of funds. Bank statements showing you have the cash. Pre-approval letter. Shows you're already qualified. As-is offer. No repair requests, with inspection contingency for walkaway only.
Handshake negotiation strategies.
Strategy 1, the anchor. Start lower than your maximum.
This gives you room to negotiate up while staying within your range.
Example.
Max price, $185,000.
Initial offer, $165,000, 10 to 15% below max.
counter from seller, $195,000. Your counter, $178,000. Final agreement, $182,000 under your max. Strategy 2, the terms play. When the seller won't budge on price, negotiate on terms. Seller pays closing costs, $5,000 to $8,000 savings. Seller provides 6-month home warranty. Seller leaves appliances and fixtures. Extended closing to align with your financing. Seller carries back a second mortgage, portion of down payment. Strategy 3, the problem solver. Find out the seller's real motivation and solve their problem. Moving quickly? Offer fast close with hard money. Need income? Offer seller financing at good rate. Property needs work? Buy as is, save them hassle. Inherited property? Make it easy, handle everything. Red flag, emotional bidding. If you find yourself saying, "But I really want this house," you're in danger. Step away, rerun the numbers, and remember, there will always be another deal. Office building working with real estate agents. Finding an investor-friendly agent. Not all agents understand investment properties. Look for agents who invest in real estate themselves. Understand cash flow analysis. Are comfortable submitting low offers? Know your target neighborhoods well. Can set up automated property alerts. What to tell your agent. Agent script. I'm a co-living investor looking for 4-plus bedroom houses in target areas. My budget is $150,000 to $250,000. I'll be looking at many properties and making offers based on my cash flow analysis. I need an agent who's comfortable submitting offers below asking price and understands investment criteria. Can you help with that? Action steps. Set your target return criteria. Minimum COC, DSCR, cash flow. Find an investor-friendly agent. In your target market. Complete the offer preparation checklist. For your next deal. Practice the negotiation scripts. Until they feel natural. Get pre-approved. So you can move fast on good deals. Push pin key takeaways. Your offer price comes from the numbers. Not from what the seller wants. Always include inspection contingency. It's your primary protection. Leave room to negotiate. Start below your maximum. Solve the seller's problem. And you'll get better deals. Work with investor-friendly agents who understand your strategy. Memo your deliverable. Prepare everything you need before making your next offer.